Morning, welcome everybody to our February 27, 2018 County Council meeting. First things, approve the agenda, Mr. Lawson.
Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. This time, I do not have any amendments to today's agenda.
And motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I'm a yes, motion carried. We have the minutes of February 20th. Any corrections, questions about those? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore?
I have none, Mr. President.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Public comment, Mr. Guy?
We are lovely.
Okay. John Coney, or something close to that. Step on down, sir.
Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
My name's John Bucchioni, and I know that this was moved, but it was in the paper. I'm going to talk about Overbrook for my 3 minutes.
Sure, help yourself.
Is that?
Oh, help yourself.
Okay, great. Can we pull this up, please? As a private citizen, I'm a no, just so everybody knows, and I'll be back in terms of going commercial on this. Full disclosure, I'm running for the State House District 20 seat. If you look at that picture right there, my concern, and we can talk about passionately, but right at the bottom of that picture is where I live. I'm the furthest road, closest road, within 200 yards of the lower portion right there. So I would only hope that gentlemen, and I look at you right in the eye, that you haven't made a decision yet. This is going to be talked about later on, and I appreciate that. I yield my time.
Thank you, sir. Larry Trombello.
Good morning. I am Larry Trombello. I reside at 6480 Cedar Neck Road, Milford, Sussex County. And thank you for the opportunity to make comments this morning. I would like to put forth for your consideration that new development in Sussex County, both residential and commercial, needs to be thought through and planned. With foresight and planning, the integrity of established areas will not fall victim to haphazard intrusion, which will diminish the quality of life. This is especially true for the area surrounding the new Bay Health Hospital. So please allow ample time for research and planning before any changes are made. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Dan Kramer.
I'll pass.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Let's see who it is. Charles the Reverend Covington.
Emphasis on Reverend.
From some National Guard days.
Goes back a ways, doesn't
yep.
it?
That's right.
Yes.
Would you tell Mr. Vincent, from your National Guard days, what was my last assignment of duty?
You know.
You really want me to tell everybody what kind well, of no, driver
probably
you
not.
Were?
It's something to do with latrine duty.
No. I was his assistant.
That is correct. I was chaplain of the Delaware National Guard for 14 years. And Mr. Cole was my assistant on for 1 year, and he was my Jeep driver, I called him.
It was kind of like that TV show MASH.
Mr. Cole or the Jeep quite often.
Yeah, I'm sure of that.
Is that my time that you're taking?
No. You go right ahead.
Now you're going
reset it there, Todd. There you go.
After all that, I get to say something.
Yes, you do.
It is a pleasure to come before you. 10 years ago, I came in with the district governor of the lines for the state of Delaware, and we made a petition to the council for a grant to be used for humanitarian services in Sussex County. To complement that which the Lions clubs were doing, the Delaware Lions Foundation, which is a state organization, and contributions which come from all over. Since that time, you've given the Delaware Lions Foundation at least $1,000 a year, with the understanding that whatever amount you give us, will be multiplied two times and returned to the Sussex County. We have faithfully tried to do that, and we appreciate it. You might also know, and I hope it doesn't go negative with you, that we made application to the state granting aid for 3 years, and we have been denied each time. We made it to the Kent County Levy Court, and we have been denied successfully five times. We made it to Newcastle, and it has run accordingly. You all have been very kind to us. 3 years ago, the Delaware Lions Foundation decided that it would be nice to recognize people and organizations that were not Lions, and we would give the president's certificate of appreciation to different organizations. The first one went to Delaware Eye Institute because of their participation in low vision conservation. The second one, which we gave, went to Morgan Stanley because of their assistance with our endowment fund. And this one we are giving this year to the Sussex County Council because you have been very kind to us and we appreciate it. With that, I will present it to you.
Stay right down there.
Mike's coming.
We'll come down there.
Chaplain, you getting in?
Assistant Chaplain, you want to get in this
picture? No, no, that's all right.
I will read it. The President's Certificate of Appreciation, the Delaware Lions Foundation, presented to Sussex County Council. With sincere appreciation for many valuable services rendered, on behalf of the Delaware Lions Foundation, February the 17th, 2018.
Very nice.
We were sort of happy to help all we can.
Thank you, sir. You've been very kind.
Sir. And it's good to know who put George on his path.
There's some others sitting up here now that we've had our paths have crossed, and it's all been good. Thank you.
Thank you, Reverend.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Assistant Chaplain Cole.
Same cover. I say we move forward.
We should create that position.
Quickly get to the next issue.
As we should.
Mr. Lawson.
Did you ever blow the Lions Club, George?
Thank you, Mr. President. Only one item today, County Administrator's Report. Got a few topics to address today. County Administrator's Report for February 2018. Item number one, the next Sussex County Council Comprehensive Land Use Plan Workshop will be held on Wednesday, February 28th at 9:30 here in Council Chambers. A copy of the agenda is attached. Item two, a reminder that Council will not meet next week on March 6th. Next regularly scheduled Council meeting will be held on Tuesday, March 13th at 10 a.m. Item number three, the Sussex County EMS competition team returned home as gold medal winners from the GEMS, J-E-M-S, which stands for Journal of Emergency Medical Services, the GEMS Games held in Charlotte, North Carolina last week. The team competed against 26 other teams from throughout the country over 2 days. The preliminary round included a general knowledge test, emergency maternity, trauma restoration from a motor vehicle crash, and a mass casualty incident with 15 patients from a bombing of a government office. They completed the preliminary day in first place. Their final scenario had the team initially treating an overdose patient in a nightclub. During a short time into the scenario, a gunman entered, shooting multiple patrons and a security dog, creating another mass casualty incident. The team performed at a high level and again demonstrated that they were more than up for the challenge by winning the gold medal. Please join me in congratulating the EMS team of Jason Hansen, Bonnie O'Beer, Brandon Rogers, Chaz Tennerman, and John Wright. Congratulations all. Would the team please come forward? We'd like to get a picture with Council.
This is better than the Winter Olympics. Look at all these gold medals. I'll do this
way. I'll go hang around the next 3 minutes.
You are taller than me, so. Jason, you could be a foot shorter, maybe it's so much easier, but.
We need a box, official box.
I go on my toes.
One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three.
Run back in one. Sam, hold on here. We can run back and take some pictures.
You don't hold me up.
Don't move.
One more, please.
Okay, last item. The Delaware Engineering Society, DES, announced Hans M. Medlars as its 2018 Engineer of the Year during the Society's annual banquet last Thursday, February 22nd, 2018. Hans joins a long list of distinguished professionals who have been honored with this award. Hans has spent over 30 years in the profession, and during that time, he has represented 13 municipalities throughout Delaware and served as county engineer for both Kent and Sussex County. Over his career, Hans has left his mark on the engineering profession, and his dedication and innovation are now recognized as the 2018 Engineer of the Year. A complete copy of the DES program honoring Hans is attached. Please join me in congratulating Hans Medlars on being named the 2018 Delaware Engineer of the Year.
George, not only was he the assistant chaplain, he's also an assistant county engineer. He's a lot of assistants. We need one of that. Get back.
Which department?
He didn't say assistant one, he just says assistant.
Tighten up just a little bit here. There you go. He's going back.
Sam.
We're taking a picture.
We're taking a picture, camera. Sam. You can hug him later. We'll take a picture.
That way, look that way, Sam.
However, Sam gets the ball moving around.
I'm glad you guys all were
in there.
How's that out?
Are we good?
Good.
Even your fellow engineers appreciate it.
I think we're done, yes. Thank you, staff, for coming down. I think we actually surprised them. Mr. President, that concludes the County Administrator's Report for February 27th.
Thank you, sir. I will say just a passing comment. I did attend the event last Thursday night in Newark for Mr. Medlars. Very well attended, a lot of people there. And I would say his speech was somewhat short, but to the point. But he's a very humble man. But we are very blessed to have you, and thank you very much for what you do for this county. And guess what? You're up first thing.
Go give a job now, are you?
Yeah, you got to work now.
Back to work. Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, Council, and thank you for the recognition. I was surprised. Let's leave it at that. And I truly appreciate the team from Sussex coming to the event. I think that it shows, you can never do this in a vacuum. You always do it with a team, with our finance director, with our administrator, and with council. So that's all I'm going to say about it. So we do have we do run water and wastewater systems. We do not need chemicals. We do need to buy them effectively and per the procurement policy, and we want to make sure that we get the best price. So this way we have a new one, we advertised it, we got good responses. We do have two recommendations, one for the bulk delivery, and actually one for the container delivery for the water plant at the airport. And we did check with the vendors that they would honor the split opportunity we wanted to have, and that way we can actually take advantage of both low prices. And ready to go if you have any questions.
Is your motion, please?
No motion, yes. We move based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the base bid for Sussex County Project 18-7 bulk delivery of sodium hypochlorite be awarded to Coin Chemical at the bid amount of $1.07 per gallon, and Intercoastal Trading Incorporated be awarded the alternative bid in the amount of $105 per 30-gallon container.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Moves to Mr. Arlette.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
How much is that a gallon? How much was that a gallon you said going to charge?
Which way?
It's about $3.50 a gallon or $105 per 30.
In the 30-gallon drums?
On the containers.
Okay.
The bulk storage is $1.07. Yeah.
By wholesale, right?
Yes,
I assume we are, yeah. Any more questions? We'll take the vote again, Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I will, yes, motion carried.
Mr. President, the contract has an extension year at the discretion of the engineer based on performance, only based on performance.
Sure, that's fine. Thank you. Mr. Ashman. Arberlin expansion, the request to repair and post notices.
Yes, good morning. This is for an expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, our West Rehoboth area. The request was by Limitless Development Consultants, LLC, for the Arbor Lynn subdivision. The engineering department has been working with the consulting engineers to identify their connection for sewer service. It includes parcels 334-12-12702, 12704, and 12705. Expansion consists of 35.46 acres and is proposed at 144 EDUs. The project has preliminary approval from PNZ. The engineering department would like to ask during our process for posting, we would like to look at parcel 12401, which is down in the corner. We would like to ask, while we're doing our posting, to ask them if they would like to be included in the annexation at the same time, and we will come back with a resolution that way at the public hearing. The project will be responsible for system connection charges of 6,360 EDUs per EDU based on current rates. Any questions?
Questions, Council? You have a motion?
I do. Be it moved by the Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the Arbor Lynn expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, West Rehoboth area, as presented on February 27th, 2018.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlette. Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Okay, and a tentative public hearing will be scheduled for March the 20th, 2018 at a regular council meeting.
Okay, that'd be great. Thank you.
Mr. President, if I may, you see these scattered parcels come through and they take up a slot on the agenda. They have to be advertised, et cetera. The proposed code changes to Chapter 110 will allow us to group them together and present them to you in a, let's say, summarized form, which would save some council time as well as streamline the process.
Sure. Well, good. That's good. Thank you.
You quit seeing me every day.
Yeah. Ms. Cornwell.